Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
I saw her strip one time at a strip club.
Really?
It was really uncomfortable.
Was it a play school strip club?
I was living on DC. Sorry. Yeah. She was doing like one of those showcase things where they have the porn stars come in or whatever.
Yeah.
And the girl I was dating at the time was like,
we have to go see her. And I'm uncomfortable when we just went.
I'm uncomfortable with where we just went.
Am I missing something? Did I flub something?
No. I'm laughing because the way you said how it was, you never want to describe a strip club as uncomfortable.
You don't understand, Dutch. Midgets for me are a thing. Like
they're hilarious.
They're hilarious to me. Like when I see them in the street, I freak out and I yell at them and point at them and I'm like, midget.
He does.
Midget.
I've seen him do it. Seen him do it. It's really mean. It's really mean.
They're
but
still
he doesn't.
People.
I know, but then I run at them and jump over their heads. It's hysterical.
Little people. Little people.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Juice, nigga. Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number calling is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook to get in contact with the show. But we always prefer you call in. Today is May 6th, 2015. Happy Say the Mayo. I believe today is also a Mexican holiday.
Wait, but say it in Star Wars lingo. Return of the Sixth?
Revenge of the Sixth?
No, Revenge of the Fifth.
But go fuck, who cares? How about it's May 6th? I don't care.
I only refer to days in Star Wars trivia now.
Anyway, it's May 6th, okay? It's 7 o'clock-ish. 7 o'clock, 7:07-ish. In the Homestead area, the hub of America, Homestead, Florida. Look it up and you'll see why that one's funny. Joined as always by Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Don't ever call me that.
John the Laser Santeri is not here. He died.
Pew, 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 pew.
Just for the show.
Pew.
We're going to do a 21 pew salute later for him. We have Sean Running Waters sitting over here to the left of me.
Hello.
We have, as people can see now, his lovely face. Super director Hollywood Joe Coletta, who is.
Hi. Don't call me that.
And of course, joined as always, producer Joel Van Wingo.
That's how I roll. So excited.
Okay.
I hate you
great.
On every level.
What?
So unnecessary.
Welcome to the show. And I'm Royce Lopez, if anyone's wondering.
I mean, nobody cared.
For the one keeping score at home, anyone keeping score at home, you know?
I love the fact that this bitch is getting more and more. You just hate it that much.
Yeah, no, I really fucking hate it.
I love it.
I know Marie does, but I love the fact that Royce.
I specifically love it because I know exactly when to stop the bed music.
That's a good point. All right.
So you don't have to worry about fading out anymore.
Nope.
I've made your job easier.
You did.
Do not do that. Don't help him. The fuck is wrong with you?
Go back to the one.
Anyway, sorry.
Moving my hips like it.
Well, Dutch.
I hate him. 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 I hate him.
Yeah. Marie is such an enabler.
I didn't mean USA.
Was there a problem?
There's no problem.
Marie, why don't you read the first story before I murder all of you? Thank you. Because now I was in a great mood before the show. Now I'm cranky. I'm upset. I'm cranky, and I have Miley Cyrus in my head, which is the worst thing you could have.
Well,
I'm
sorry. I don't know. I'll go to one of the stories that we had for Dutch and Royce yesterday because we never got to any Dutch and Royce stories.
None.
We are narcissists.
Not zero.
We're talking 100% about ourselves.
Yes. So
this is generally what happens.
Mashable wrote how Microsoft.
Now, is that a site that reviews mashed potato recipes?
It sounds delicious.
Close.
Okay.
It would review the technology that reviews mashed potato recipes.
Oh, that's very specific.
Yes. No, Microsoft flips off Apple and adds the middle finger emoji.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So if you have anything Microsoft related, I guess you can flip people off in multiple colors.
Wow, that's great. If I had a Windows phone, I'm really excited.
You don't? You're not one of the 12 people in America that have a Windows phone?
They don't make it anymore, right? Am I correct by saying that Windows stopped making...
I think they do, but no one buys it. I think it's still out there.
Like, I know Blackberries exist. I just haven't seen someone with one in a long time.
Right, same
time.
With that, yeah.
Have you seen the newest one? It's a literal square phone. Like, it's the same across as it is up and down.
What's the point of that?
I don't know. That's what Blackberry's doing these days.
I don't need my phone to look like a goddamn beer coaster.
The only people I see with Blackberries anymore are Europeans.
First off, African-American berries.
No.
So, do not be racist. There's not a need for that.
John's not here, guys. Come on.
Okay.
Come on, we're better than
that. I apologize.
Yeah, the middle finger emoji was approved by Unicode, the computer industry standard responsible for emojis.
Now, why are unicorns responsible for emojis? That seems very odd. Why would a unicorn be... first off, it's a mythical horse creature. And secondly, it doesn't even have fingers. How does it type? I'm not going to trust emojis to a fucking horse creature.
Well, actually, unicorns make the best computer programmers.
I don't know how you...
Everyone knows that computer programming is based on ones and zeros, and so they just hoof stamp, kind of like Morse code. They hoof stamp.
Are you saying they talk in binary?
Nay.
She got to there.
Fuck me. You guys are fucking assholes.
It's called the BlackBerry Passport. That's the newest one they put out. Picture of it in the chat room.
Whoa, you're
right. What? Because if you have one of those, you're here with your passport.
Yeah, only people in Venezuela have them. Or
dude,
South America.
I have small fingers, but I couldn't even hit those letters. Look how small.
No, I know.
They're like smaller than calculator.
What are they doing?
And my fat fingers, are you crazy? So wait, it's half keyboard, half touchscreen, correct?
They refuse to give up the
It's less than
buttons.
A quarter keyboard. That's the problem.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Who is still using BlackBerries?
Europeans.
No, yeah.
But why?
You tap the screen. You just have to press it in and click the actual screen in to tap. Remember that?
No. Those are raised buttons, Joe. Like, those are actually...
No, I mean
like,
the screen itself, though.
Here's the thing,
Joe. The screen itself works like a tablet, but it's just...
What I miss is having to change the little scroll balls inside the BlackBerries. You remember those things?
Balls. Oh, those were fun.
Oh, those are fucking terrible.
Every 4 days, you have to pop it out and just
fucking blow the
lid down.
That was considered, like, the first...
Smartphone,
right?
Yeah, BlackBerry was... I remember setting up your email on a BlackBerry was a fucking process, like, when it first came out.
Right.
Like, you had to, like, know, like, the POP IP, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? I just wanted to put my email address into my password.
But just the fact that you could email from your phone was revolutionary at the time.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. And would you have to pay, like, an extra email package, too? Like, it wasn't free.
Oh, no.
It cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
It was
really, like, small transition window from, like, our cell phones that had just green Tetris screens.
Yes.
To the BlackBerry, and then to what we have now.
I guess what I missed is Snake. Playing Snake on my Nokia.
Really?
Yeah, that was
that
fun.
That what you missed the most?
It was fun.
No, it wasn't.
I liked when everyone looked like they were Jason Bourne with a burn phone.
Oh, it was awful.
It was great. Or like the first season of The Wire.
I was just going to say that, dude. Wow. I was just going to say, like, I was rewatching The Wire, and I'm like,
second season.
Right. The
second
pager
season.
Thing was how they, that's how
I
they did it.
I finally started watching that first time this past weekend.
What do you think? So
I watched the first season in like a day and a half.
That good, right? I told you.
It is. But then I got to be honest, I left off season 2, episode 1. I'm like, what is this?
I know you think
they switch the landscape of every season. It's interesting.
Trust me, you're right. I would say by episode 3, you'll be right back into it.
Okay.
I promise. It happened to me too. Every season, you get a shock because you get used to one certain
Wait a minute.
Way. And the next,
I want to know what's happening to these people.
Yeah, and then the next season, it's a totally new. But don't worry, everyone gets picked. Everyone gets a lot of.
Yeah, I'm still hanging with it. It was just like, what? Wait, this isn't the show I was just
the
watching.
The central storyline. That's the reason why it was so brilliant, is because the central storyline was different from season to season. Yes. The first one was like, you know, the heroin dealers, and then it was like the human trafficking, and then it was
the docs.
Like it just kind of like focused on it, but a lot of the same principal characters kept
I'll be honest with you, I believe, Joe, I'll tell you this, I think the second season was my favorite season.
Really?
Okay. Oh yeah, for me.
Now, if you don't preface what with I'll be honest with you,
I agree, Dutch, very good, but
the
I think
with the kids, yeah, where they're recruiting children in school,
that was
oh man, it gets so dark.
Okay, anyway, yeah, what were you saying? You're making fun of me.
Yeah,
okay, cool, thanks.
You're welcome. I was trying to. No, I was going to ask, if you don't preface something by saying, I'll be honest with you, does that mean that I should assume you're lying?
You probably should always assume
you're a liar before this, but not now.
Not
my
now.
Pants are literally on fire. Woman in a wheelchair with no legs wins treadmill on Price is Right.
Can you please repeat that for me one more time?
You ain't got no legs to tend, Dan.
I know, Forrest.
Are you kidding me?
Woman in a wheelchair with no legs wins treadmill on Price is Right.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Well, what is she going to do? Wheel off stage because she doesn't like the prize?
Hold on. Let me see if I could pull
it. Did they make her use her hands? I'm trying to picture this.
Well, okay.
Everyone knows how the thing works on Price is Right. It's not like you pick your prize, you just win whatever you win.
Yeah, you just gotta luck your way into it.
Yeah, and they just happened, I guess, to be giving away a treadmill as a prize, and she just happened to be in a wheelchair.
Is skinny Drew Carey still on that show? Yes. I'm sorry, Joe.
It's all right. I have no idea. No, I was gonna say, I'm assuming there's audio and there's awkwardness of, hey, you won this thing you can't use.
Is the model all shaved?
Video too.
Yeah, here you go. Ready? It's recorded like off a phone, but you can hear it.
$4.97. Danielle.
$5.99.
Christy.
$501,
Drew.
$501. Actual retail price. $674. Her head just poking up.
Yeah, it's really funny. Like, just her little head's over the thing.
She's like, where do I wheel to? Where do I wheel to?
Is there a ramp?
Is there a ramp?
Is there a ramp I can use?
Oh,
where do I stand?
Does she have to go up and above?
Oh no, she doesn't get to go straight upstage. She has to go up the ramp and behind.
Oh no, this is so uncomfortable already.
Okay, hold on.
They shouldn't allow people in wheelchairs at the show, so I don't have to watch how uncomfortable this is for them.
That's the meanest thing you've ever said.
That's the most amazing thing.
Or make a ramp sooner or closer to the stage. Yeah. One or the other.
The first one was Mamie.
Around. Oh no! They don't
Bob Barker would have picked her up and carried that bitch on stage.
Yeah, he would have.
And then
kissed
her.
Kissed her on the neck multiple times.
Exactly.
Yep.
I miss the old Gabe show host, man.
On the show. Nice to see you. What's going on?
They don't try to make out with anyone anymore.
Okay, let's see what this Native American cripple does.
Right now. I thought you'd never get up here, man. You were close. A couple
times.
But
if you just smack her in the face with balls.
Here she is.
I thought you would never get up here.
I'd still fuck her.
Couple of prizes, Danielle. We've got a treadmill and a new.
Oh, I hope she gets the sauna.
You say we've got a cripple?
The sauna would be so nice for her. She's probably, you know, stressed out with her arms all the time, needs to unwind.
These are really nice.
I mean, I hope I don't win the treadmill, but these are really nice.
First, this folding treadmill features 24.
That model's like, no, don't go for this one. Oh, don't get this one.
Look at the model's eyes. She's like, oh,
get
God.
Get the sauna.
No, dude, she's just got like unicorns and fairy dust
go
in her brain.
Go for the sauna. Do it on order.
Built-in
don't
speed and
in-line
programs, plus a touchscreen with USB hookup from Avanti Fitness.
Even the voiceover guy's like, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
And
it's
second.
All wrong.
Relax in this three-person infrared sauna, which has 10 carbon fiber heaters, two ergonomic...
That would be even worse, unless it came with, like, Jungle Gym handy bars that, like, hung down. She drowned in the fucking thing.
Yeah.
And handy bars.
Joe, she takes the wheelchair there and it starts rusting. It starts rusting.
I've never heard it described.
But I know exactly what he means. It's like the little triangles that you have to one after another go through so she can like get up and then move into it.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
on,
if that's
guys.
Not on a clothesline above the sauna, she's fucking dead.
Fuck. The Americans with Disability Act is fucking a fucking bitch, man.
It's gone too far.
Too far. If it has a monkey thing for
At rest and seven color therapy lights.
I want to name a band Jungle Jim Candy Bars.
It's awful, Joel. It's awful.
I'm sorry, that made me laugh.
Oh, fuck.
Shit.
Sorry. Here's where.
Two ergonomic backrests and seven color therapy lights from Chris.
Free foot massager.
Right.
Dull sauna. So we got this nice treadmill. We got the beautiful sauna.
This is okay treadmill you shouldn't use, and this really awesome sauna you should win.
Is this one of those ones you bid for one or the other and you win that one?
I haven't seen
the
video.
Is pick one or the other?
I don't know. I haven't seen the video. Let's find out.
Price tag, $3,695. Does that go to the treadmill or the sauna?
The sauna. Okay, I'm going to go with the sauna.
Sauna, she says.
No.
It's all...
She's fucking hoping.
Wait, hold on. Is that the actual sauna or like a mini version of said sauna?
No, Dutch. I don't work for fucking prices, right?
I don't make like, saunas.
If that were the case, hold on. Oh, if you had like a real sauna installed in your house, it would be a lot more than three and a half grand.
I love that Dutch is actually starting to play the game. It's the best.
I'm sorry, dude. All those times I stayed home sick from school.
You're right. Everyone's seen it. When you're
sick, body.
Yep.
How are you, Manuela? $3,695. Let's give it to her. Ready? One, two, three. Congratulations.
There you go. You got the sauna. That's it, though.
I'll be right back, folks. More price.
So what's she going to do with it?
Isn't the price... Here's the thing. The reason why that show has lasted so long.
Oh, God.
Because it. The only reason why is because you watch it to scream at how stupid everybody is.
Yeah, but you know what? I love this
bitch. Why would you build that one?
I love this bitch. You know why, though? She tweeted, when you win a treadmill on national TV, but you have no feet. And then she tweeted a picture of herself making a face.
That's fucking funny.
Good for her.
That's hilarious.
You know,
but no, Dutch. I think to answer your question is you don't have to take the prize. You could take the cash value of the prize as well.
Yeah, but nobody does that because
I would take the cash all fucking day. Are you crazy?
Oh,
you wouldn't take the cash value over a goddamn sauna.
Are you kidding me, man? Between that, a scuba set, Aruba, vacation, dance lessons, and my own dolphin, yeah, I'm taking that.
She has no legs. Everything you just listed includes legs.
I'm not talking about
so
this.
So, yes, she would be under package.
Yeah, the grand package, man. You got to wait till door three. You don't just take the first do like an idiot.
God, that's
hilarious. I want to get a dolphin.
It's fucking funny. It's very funny.
He's the fucking worst.
Oh, fuck. All those things involve legs.
Wall.
Fucking
what the
idiot.
Fuck?
Oh, Christ.
Why would you at that point even need the wheelchair?
You're
in the water.
According to a spokesman for the show, every member of Price is Right studio audience has a chance to be selected to play. Prizes are determined in advance of the show and are not decided based on contestants. Well, we know that.
Do you think...
Let's give the cripple the wheelchair. It'll be hilarious.
Do you think that the producers like pay attention to people walking in? They're like, oh, God, there's someone in a wheelchair. I really hope they don't win that treadmill later.
Don't win the treadmill. No, at least one of the producers thought it for a second.
Take her name off the list.
There's no way that she's going to win that one.
Come on, Jerry, what are the odds on that one?
$2,400 treadmill is how much it is.
That's not bad.
It's a fucking expensive treadmill.
Expensive treadmill, yeah.
Walking is free outside. It is.
Not for her.
Well, for...
She can't walk!
God damn it, Marie.
I like that.
Fucking cunt. Very funny.
So, Royce, I was asking you about this earlier, but maybe it might be good to do on air. I sent you that link to one of Amy Schumer's new TV clips. Where they were making fun.
Is it where she pretends she's Sarah Silverman?
That's every episode.
Okay.
No, I haven't seen the show. Has anyone seen Amy Schumer's new show?
No, I haven't.
I haven't seen the newest season. I thought she was funny.
Oh, you saw the last season? I didn't see any of it. Not because I think it'll suck. I just never got around to it. I think she's funny, but...
I think she's funny.
Yeah.
I think she's funny.
You guys don't like her, obviously.
I'm not fucking around. I'm just fucking around. I like her. Oh, okay.
She has her moments, but she has that thing where she's like trying to, you know... Do her that
to not
like feminist,
look like she's trying
feminist thing right. Like I'm a woman, look at me, I'm not hot, but I'm kind of hot, like, you know, ooh, deal with that, I'm funny.
Here's the thing though, she is, and she's self-aware, like she's hot but she's not that hot, you know what I mean, like right. She's kind of this weird mixture, right. So yeah. For her calling herself out, like it's kind of like wow, it's actually kind of honest.
Yeah. She is kind of in the middle, but she, I mean, you know, her humor definitely helps her attractiveness.
Definitely, yeah.
So she did a sketch on her show where she had an all-male jury debate whether she's fuckable.
Okay, that's pretty
cool. Oh, you know, Marie, didn't this come from an article some shithead wrote about her being too chubby to be on TV? Yeah. And did you hear about that?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that, but I'm sure that's what it was based off of.
So yeah, okay.
Sure it was. Yeah, that was like last year or whatever.
Right.
Holy crap, was that Paul Giamatti?
Yes. She got an all-star cast of men to completely...
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah. All right. All-star.
Here we go. Let's see. You ready?
It's recreating something that I didn't see before. 12 Angry Men.
Why else would she have that dildo they found in her green room? Hmm? You tell me that! That supposedly hot and f***able girl? Huh? The one she bought that was the size of a midget's fist? Why do you need one of those if guys want to f*** you? Hmm? Let's talk about that.
All right, let's talk about it. Let's get it in here and take a look at it.
You want to see the dildo? He wants to see the dildo. He's going to see the
Jeff
dildo.
That's Jeff Goldblum?
Yes. Don't know what it
is. Holy shit.
Yes.
Like.
Hold on. What this is a scene from a movie. What is this from?
12 Angry Men.
12 Angry Men. I've seen this. I've seen the movie. It's about.
I think I do remember seeing this one.
They remade it not too long ago with The Weasel. Pauly
I think
Shore.
They showed the original when I was in high school. But this is part of her series, right? Inside Amy Schumer?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Comedy Central, so.
I've seen it again. I'm sick of it. I've seen it 10 times. I'm sick of it.
The gentleman has a right to see the exhibits and evidence.
He'll know it's pretty good evidence. No one will pork her.
God, it looks like a femur.
I mean, why even make those things? Women don't need orgasms. It's science.
God, that's fucking funny. Holy shit.
Coming from Paul Giamatti, of all people.
Fuck, I want that as a goddamn drop.
I do, too.
Okay, I'll back it up for you, little Dutch.
I'm not recording, but I'll get it later.
It's like a femur.
I mean, why even make those things? Women don't need orgasms. That's science.
Lots of people have them. I have one.
Oh, that's fucking Kenny Powers' brother from Eastbound.
One.
Hey, what's the big idea?
What are you playing at?
Oh, bother.
It's my wife's. She doesn't use it because she's alone.
He was on
Quite
Deadwood
the opposite,
as well.
Actually. We use it, and we love it.
You must be hung like a hamster.
I am perfectly average.
And I have a donkey dick. Hey, let's take another vote. If anybody thinks that Amy Schumer shouldn't be on the TV because she's not hot enough for whatever reason, raise your hands. And those who think that she is hot enough?
Jeff Goldblum is ridiculous.
Such a Goldblum.
You're on board with the toad now?
I wanted to f*** Natalie from Facts of Life. I did. I wanted to f*** her, and I wanted to fall asleep with my head on her stomach. And Amy is hotter than Natalie. So, I'm sorry. But I'd f*** both of them. And I want to f*** Blake Shelton.
Has the world gone mad? This girl thinks she deserves to be on camera? She's not a 10!
Maybe you're not a 10 either.
Is that Nick DiPaolo?
Yeah, it's DiPaolo.
Yep.
Nice.
You.
You really mean that? Do you really want to me? Or are you just being a tease?
This is fucking good.
In that scene, are they holding guns at each other at that moment? In this part of the thing, they're holding dildos at each other.
And Sean's right. That guy from that was on Deadwood was also in Dust Till Dawn. That ran or was behind the counter of Benny's World of Liquor opening scene.
Yes.
Sorry.
Great actor.
Oh,
yeah, she got some
parts?
Great fucking guys for that.
They all sit back
down.
So
you just carry that around wherever you go? In case a dildo-based argument breaks out?
I love this guy. This guy's on Silicon Valley, and he was on Portlandia, too.
That was my favorite part of the scene. Was just hearing this. So you just carry that dildo around?
In case a dildo breaks.
Okay, so it was funny.
Well, let's finish it. It's almost over.
In case a dildo-based argument breaks out?
I'm pretty sure that was it.
Was it?
I think that's just the credits.
Okay, cool. You're right. Oh, that was that was very funny.
Yeah. All right. So I guess Amy is fuckable by unanimous vote in our chat. Everyone says that.
By me, too. Oh, yeah. I would love to fuck her.
so.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but Joe's.
I fucked girls who looked way worse than she did.
Amen to that, brother.
Same here.
No, yes,
what is she? Mulpo's picture. Was she just trolling Kanye West and Kim Kardashian?
Probably.
Yeah, she did something where she just like fell in front of them, I guess, to see their reactions.
Yep.
What else would you do to them? Just troll them.
Yeah. Who's that in the background laughing?
Not me.
No. In that picture of Amy Schumer falling down, there's a dude in a suit that's just like chuckling and looking at Kanye.
Oh, yeah, I'd fuck Amy Schumer, man. Easily. She's fucking, I mean, of course you have to fuck Amy Schumer. That's no question. But that's not even, because first off, she is funny. I mean, I fuck around and all, but she is funny. I like her. When I saw her when she was a mid-act for fucking Norton, I thought she was hilarious.
Yeah, she really is. I mean, I've only heard her on O&A. I haven't seen her stand up, but I've always liked her.
I've seen her stand up. Stand-up's
good. I mean, she has her own, you know, rhythm and vibe about it, but it's good. It's very funny.
You know, because she's obviously not the typical female comic. I mean, you know, Janine Garofalo comes to mind. Like, ugh. You know, she's nothing right. like that. So
I got my period.
She's also not like, I don't think
she's like Silverman, to be honest. Like, Silverman has her own, like, vibe or style.
But then there's the other ones like, I'll just say the name, Eliza Schlesinger and a couple others that are just up there because they're hot.
Can I say that I think Eliza Schlesinger is, I've seen her stuff and like, I get mad because I'm like, you're not good. Like,
exactly. Dude, that's
she's not funny.
She's only up there because she's really hot. That's it.
Yeah. Like, she's like, it's all energy and she's like Dane Cook's third album.
You know
like,
who you know, else?
No content, just like noises and energy.
That's like Whitney Cummings.
Another one. Yep.
Here's another thing. No. I will disagree. She does have some, like,
have
she
you seen
at least
her
has
sitcom, Dutch?
It's bad.
I haven't seen the sitcom.
You have to watch the sitcom.
I'm talking strictly based on the stand-up.
Okay.
Her stuff is, you know, it's kind of the exact same thing over and over again, but she delivers it well. So,
yeah.
Meaning, like, she does is talk about relationships and the difference between guys and girls. Sure, whatever. It worked for her, obviously. But, I mean, you know, she does have a couple of times where I've laughed out loud when I watched her. But
you lulled?
I roller coastered.
Or really? What are they called? You roller coastered?
Yeah.
Florida man attempts to cash $368 billion check.
Oh, this is great.
Jacksonville, Florida. Jeff Waters.
Yeah.
Relation to Sean.
Sean?
Well, I saw this article because Corey posted it on somebody's wall. Dad's wall. Because that's my dad's name, Jeff Waters. But
here's a picture of him.
It's
not your
him.
Dad?
No. No, it's definitely not.
It kind of
looks like you.
It's kind of not.
Jeff Waters walked into a Bank of America Monday morning and attempted to cash a check. Oh, it's Bank of America. They should have cashed it.
This guy looks like if you mushed together Pluto and Popeye.
But wait.
Because he has the lazy eye and the curled up lip.
The check looks very professionally written out.
No, it doesn't, Joe. Not
you
at
really
all.
No?
No, it looks bad.
Well, he stopped at million and it was like, no, I'm going to turn sideways and write down the size check and add it to a billion.
Well,
now.
To be fair, it's not his fault that they don't make checks that accommodate $368 billion. That's a lot of zeros.
Jeff. And if you're not looking, this is a personal check, not a business check.
His own check.
No, my favorite part is he didn't.
Yes, take it out of my check.
No, it's
please.
Not no. his own check.
My favorite part is that he didn't know if he wanted to date it for April 25th or April 26th.
Yeah,
because
that's what matters.
When do I want my $368 billion?
I don't want to get caught. I got to make sure it's today's date.
Jeff Waters walked into a Bank of America Monday morning and attempted to cash a check for $368 billion. The check Waters had written to cash.
Cash.
$368.
I'll take it in ones and fives, please. Was reportedly from U.S. Bank of Idaho and issued in the 90s.
I'm with Ramka in the chat room. He says, like, why that amount? Like, why?
It explains it. Wait.
Oh, I apologize. Go ahead.
Tellers at the Jacksonville Bank were immediately suspicious.
Were they?
Because somebody in Jacksonville had money. Waters explained to the bank officials a homeless man named Tito Watts sold him a blank check several months ago for $100 and told Waters that the check would clear for any amount of money that Waters wanted to write it for.
Sounds legit. Wow.
This Tito guy's a scam artist. This fucking Tito Watts homeless guy is a goddamn scam artist. You think you buy a legitimate blank check on the street from, you think, you know,
a legitimate
if you can't
blank
trust
check.
If you can't trust a homeless guy named Tito Watts, who can you trust?
Sir, we're not sure we can cash this. Where'd this come from?
Tito Watts.
A homeless guy. Oh, okay. Oh.
Sorry.
Then they must have it. What?
What? Tito Watts told Waters to check O'Clifford for any amount of money. Waters wanted $360,000. This is the reason why, Dutch. Ready?
Oh, no. I'm reading the
Waters wanted
$360,000. Wait.
You want to guess? You guys want to guess?
You got to let them guess. What? Okay, what he had a business idea. Okay. So what was his business idea?
What do you think his business idea was?
Like he wanted to open his own.
Yeah, with the $368 billion, what do you think he wanted?
Okay, he wanted to start his own firm competing with Apple and Android for new cell phones.
No.
Completely wrong.
No. Completely wrong.
He wanted. Oh, boy.
A different industry.
Company?
No, it was not a technology industry based.
Joel, what's your guess?
He wanted to buy the White House?
No. Nope.
Something ridiculous like that?
No.
His dream was very simple. Waters wanted the $368 billion to start an Italian restaurant.
The best Italian restaurant on Earth. Hold on. You know why it's the best Italian restaurant on Earth?
Why, Marie?
Because he's planning on putting it underwater so people could look at sharks while they ate.
He said, it's always been my dream to own the best Italian restaurant in the earth. Waters told police I'm 10% Italian.
Wait. I can't tell now. Marie, were you kidding or is that his plan?
I'm underwater? Not kidding.
No, this is all true. This isn't us adding shit. I promise you I've not done that with this article.
It says, quote, I'm 10% Italian. Cooking authentic Italian food is in my blood.
Obviously.
10% of it. I had planned to make a restaurant 80 million square feet.
80 million square feet?
Wait.
Uh-huh.
And be able to accommodate.
Sean, 80 million square feet. What's the problem?
Do you got to accommodate 30 million eaters?
Obviously.
Right.
What is that in
at
acres?
Once.
Yeah, I'd like to know what that compares to.
What is that? Like,
is that like Rhode Island?
Ramcat said unlimited breadsticks.
We like the breadsticks. So, 80 million square feet, able to accommodate 30 million eaters at once. Plus, it was going to be totally underwater so people could look at the sharks while they ate. But the
you guys want to grab a slice? Yeah, let me get my scuba gear.
Oh, by the way, 80 million square feet is 1,863 acres.
36.
Hey, time to leave the restaurant. You have to wait an hour. I have to depressurize so I don't get the bends.
It would take forever to get under there because 80 million square feet. I mean, no one's going to walk to the middle. They're going to stay at the end of the restaurant and get their pizza.
Well, there's nothing
I
want.
As close to the door as fucking possible.
I guess you have to take some sort of railway system there to get from one end to the other. 80, that's a lot of square feet. That's bigger than Minecraft.
He factored that into the $368 billion initiative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to have the railway system. Or moving escalators. Mm-hmm. The sidewalks that they have in the airport.
Plus, it was totally going to be underwater so people could see sharks really, but the bank wouldn't give me my money. They owed me. Tito
saying
said
that Tito
money.
Lied to him?
Tito said the check was good for any amount. I wanted to write it for
Tito!
It. So blame Tito, not me. I'm innocent as a schoolgirl.
He bought that check fair and square.
Ready for you guys think this is my favorite part of the story I'm about to read. In addition to forgery count, Waters was caught with unlawfully carrying Chinese throwing stars. Hold on. And possessing bath salts.
Well, the bath salts makes a lot of sense, actually.
He was released after posting $23,000 in bail. So he had $23,000. He had 10% of it.
How does this homeless guy...
He's not homeless. Oh. Tito was homeless.
Tito was homeless.
This gentleman was just a normal...
This is just a regular Jacksonville resident.
This is a regular Jacksonville resident who happened to have throwing stars and bath salts on him while he was going to talk about buying his 80 million square foot Italian restaurant so he could serve the planet underwater while people look at sharks. What's so fucking crazy about that?
I've been to Corey's house. I just assume everybody in Jacksonville has bath salts and Chinese throwing stars.
Oh, you're right.
But not everyone has an 80 million underwater square foot restaurant.
Best restaurant in town.
Where's he going to put that? In Jacksonville?
Atlantis.
Like, you know, when
you
drive
Atlantic
over 95.
Ocean. The whole Atlantic Ocean. You will be able to walk from Florida to the UK
in the restaurant.
Via restaurant
well,
pizza.
No, it's only like 2,000 acres of space. Like,
only.
You know, it's a lot of space.
I don't know, guys. I think this guy might be either crazy or on drugs, right?
Oh, Dutch, get out of here. You know, you're always such a cynic. Can't this guy have a fucking dream in America?
I don't know, man. I think this guy sounds like he might be on something.
Dutch.
A guy can't have a goddamn dream.
Dutch, you are not one to talk because you have invented a lot of failed business attempts.
This is true.
You have
We're
so many businesses.
We're moving forward, Marie. We're not looking in the past.
Oh, no. I will still recall your Chinese finger trap solution for catching alligators.
Oh, that was yours, you remember?
No, no.
Oh,
that,
no yeah.
that just was
yeah,
a bathtub right. full of glue.
You had the glue trap.
Bathtub full of glue.
You had the glue.
Yeah.
I still love the fact that he was able to bail himself out over $25,000. He had that money. Which, again,
was that the total bail that he paid? Well, that means he only had to pay 10% of that.
10%.
Right?
Well, still $2,300.
Yeah. That guy doesn't look like he has $2,300.
I hope they didn't take a check.
Why would they book him for that?
Because he knows
the
guy.
Dude, it's idiot.
Yeah, what
guy.
Was the charge? I mean, this account is
fraud. I don't know.
Oh, hey, Ramcat says Dutch looks forward unless he's in a pool. Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
No, I do look forward. I just close my eyes and don't see where my face is smashed.
Because that's called not looking.
You swam your head into a pool. I'm explaining the joke for you, Dutch.
You swam your head into.
It was a good time, though.
Yep. I need some more Chinese throwing stars.
We don't have any.
Not even one.
Why?
Not
because I haven't been in Jacksonville in a while, and that's the they say the two biggest places that make Chinese throwing stars is of course China and Jacksonville, Florida. If you want authentic Chinese throwing, yeah, it's very well known. See, Ryu agrees. He gives it three right. He gives it 4 out of 5 Hadoukens.
I was unaware.
Hadouken!
So speaking of whatever you were speaking of,
okay,
let's move on to the next story.
Good segue.
Because I'm really excited about this one. Iran bans homosexual hairstyles.
What?
And also,
but wait, I thought they already banned homosexuals, so why even go to this
No,
level?
No, just the hairstyles, also.
Only, you're not allowed
like you
to...
You can be straight, but you can't have a gay haircut. Like,
oh,
yeah,
I see.
Can't have a gay haircut, nor one that looks like you worship Satan.
Really? Now, what is a haircut that you look like you worship Satan look
Aren't
like?
Aren't those not mutually exclusive? I think it goes hand in hand.
They could be... One could be goth, and one could be a metrosexual.
Now you're just
right,
putting
gay
labels
and
on
Satan.
People.
So I posted
Don't
a picture...
Don't put people in boxes.
Why not?
No, not those kind of boxes, Marie.
Okay. I put a picture that was an example in the chat room so you guys can see what I'm talking about.
I see emo.
Talking about boxes, right?
I see France. I see...
You're such an idiot.
You can't even finish
the
simplest
mood today.
Childhood rhyme.
If you have a spiky, feathered haircut, you are probably homosexual and might as well be in league with the devil.
Really?
Yep.
Sounds about right.
I get it.
That's the measured view of Iran's religious authorities who have clamped down on those spiky haircuts.
So I'd be jailed in Iran. I wouldn't call it feathered, but I do have spiky hair.
No, your hair is not feathered. You're fine. Okay. You look Middle Eastern. You'd be fine.
Can you feather?
Hey.
Can you feather your hair? That's not insulting.
Yeah, could you feather your
you
hair?
You want me to tell you about the Moors? Have you seen True Romance? You want me to explain why you look dark, Joe?
I'm not Sicilian.
Can
I'm
we
Italian.
Have that be the next rejoinder, that speech?
I'll make one. I'll make one.
So, yeah, I guess they're worried that the feathered haircuts are going to encourage homosexuality and Satanism. Hardliners.
Just looking at that hair, I want to suck dick and worship the devil.
Well, that was clean. Ramcat says... Ramcat Jackson said Fall Out Boy were Satan worshippers, huh? They were. All Fall Out Boys. All of them.
Love that Satan.
They love Satan.
Mm-hmm. Hardliners previously banned ponytails and mullets.
Previously on ponytails.
But young people simply moved on to floppy fringes and 80s-style clips.
It's the natural progression. Floppy penises.
Mustafa Godavi.
That's my favorite kind of coffee.
No, it's a man. He's
you
the
sure?
head of the Iran.
Oh, what's his
Hold
name?
Hold on.
Again?
There is an Iranian barbers union,
yeah,
and
obviously.
He's the head of it.
Uh-huh. What is the what's the what's his name again?
Mustafa Godavi. Godavi.
Simba's dad.
Godavi.
No, not Mufasa. Mustafa.
Godiva chocolates.
Mufasa Godiva chocolates.
Got it. Go ahead.
He's the head of the Iranian Barbers Union.
Uh-huh.
Said devil worshipping hairstyles are forbidden. Any shop that cuts hair in the devil worshipping style will be harshly dealt with and their license revoked.
So what hairstyles are they allowed to have?
Short.
That's it?
Semi-short.
Parted? Can you part your hair?
Only in the Superman style, never down the middle.
What?
Because that symbolizes bisexuality.
Mm.
What, Sean? What
about Jufros? They don't like the Jews.
Oh, they hate them.
Well, you're not allowed to be froze. Jewish, period. There.
That goes without saying.
No froze, because that leads to the African Americans, as they say. And
that is a gateway to the African American.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Jew froze lead to other froze. No dreadlocks, obviously, because that leads to drug use. And, you know, not even once. Probably no kind of dyeing, you know, no crazy colors. Nothing like that. Nothing that would stimulate the appetite, you know, homosexually. And are we okay?
No, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry, cool. I was just, you know, doing some other stuff. I apologize.
All right.
So nothing sexy down there.
Nothing sexy.
Well, I mean, if you find women not driving sexy, that's fucking hot, right?
This piece of shit religion avoiding. is this piece of shit religion.
Whoa,
is going
no,
to take over the world.
No, hey, you can't make fun of Islam.
It makes me sick.
You better stop.
Why?
Don't do it.
You better not.
Don't do it.
I've been rallying against a stupid religion for years. You, like, they're the worst. Out of all the religions, they're the worst.
These days, absolutely.
Give me one example of where an Islamist extremist ever did anything to hurt anybody. Give me one.
They've never done that. They wouldn't.
Tell me one.
They're a peaceful religion.
Yeah, they are.
I just imagine.
You think during beheadings?
Oh, 3 days ago, 55 people executed. Oh, there we go. Okay, yeah, there you go. In the name of Islam. Mm-hmm.
So, do you think that they hired some homosexual?
American guy, head cut off?
Here I wasn't talking.
No, she wasn't.
Ooh, she's mad.
Oh, here's a link to hire an Islamic person to kill a person named Marie. It's weird that that's the actual site.
I will actually speak about the story.
I write stories.
So, I'm imagining that an American homosexual hairdresser has to be shipped over to Iran to teach them what are the homosexual hairstyles and what not to.
I don't, and then they immediately.
There's probably some sort of crash course. No, not a crash course. It's probably intensive. They study a lot over there. They're very studious. They have nothing else better to do. So they probably studied for like 2-3 years on how to learn how to not cut hair gay.
I believe, actually, what they do is they just turn, they all watch the Logo channel. Which, if you don't know, the Logo channel is the gay channel. And they have this fantastic show.
Oh, I know.
Called...
What?
I know you know, Sean. Called Shirts and Skins. Have you heard of this, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's gay people playing basketball. I swear to God.
That's it?
Joe. Yeah, that's all it's
about. No, I'm just saying, no, I haven't heard of it, weirdo.
You have the Logo channel. Look at it.
I block it. Just
Why
like
do
BET.
You block
I
it?
I use my V-chip and block those two.
You know you can't get AIDS from it, right? It's just a channel.
Oh, if I can't?
No, I swear to you, it doesn't work that way. Joe still has the 80s mentality. Hey, this gay guy gave me a high five. I don't know what to fucking do, bro. Do I go to the doctor?
So like, the whole show is just them playing basketball.
Yeah, it's pretty hot. But you're saying, Dutch, and I'll show you that it's a religion of peace. Let me play a fun story for you, okay? Here you go. Good
segment. ISIS taking credit for that terror attack in Texas yesterday.
Casey Stegall is live in Garland, Texas again with what we're learning this morning.
Isn't that where...
They're here now.
No, they're not.
Way to go, Obama.
They're here to spread. Shut up. They're here to spread.
Fucking...
They're here to spread peace, dude. Shut up.
All right, Casey. So now ISIS is claiming that this is the first terror attack by their organization on American soil. That changes everything.
Does it?
No, it won't.
It does change everything.
Yeah, but guys, question. Does it change everything?
It doesn't change anything.
Can you go back to so I can count how many Tom delays that was?
Sure. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Now, ISIS is claiming that this is the first terror attack by their organization on American soil. That changes everything.
One Tom delay. Two Tom delay.
It does change everything. This is reported by the AFP
news agency
that ISIS has claimed responsibility for this attack here in Texas and that it is doing so over its official radio station. In fact, the Islamic State claims that this was the terrorist group's first attack on American soil, and they promise there will be more and harsher.
But nothing happens.
Official radio station.
What they're not
here? Where's this radio station?
What kind of program do you think we can get on?
I mean, we get asked, and maybe they have something in the afternoons. So
it's late over there.
Yeah, but here's what they're not telling you. They didn't succeed.
Mohammed, you need to bring in your air checks.
Oh, God.
Attacks in the future. However, this is extremely important as this is developing this morning. The feds have not yet verified this.
Stop saying the feds. Like, stop. Why are news anchors talking there on fucking 24? Stop it.
Because they are.
The feds are here.
Is claiming responsibility.
Cheese it.
but the feds haven't verified it. We are also
looking. Damn it, Chloe, just do it.
I need 5 more seconds.
The two suspects identified as 30-year-old Elton Simpson and 34-year-old Nadir Sufi. The two men were roommates in Phoenix, and those who knew them say they are simply shocked, including those at the mosque where
Oh, please do the man on the street. You know, they were just such great people. You know, they were my neighbors, and they were great, and I never would have thought.
They didn't last that long. It's like, they were just good people. Cut right to something else.
Simpson worshipped for a decade.
Come on, do it.
It's shocking because he was... He had a nice, positive demeanor, and he was very polite, and had a smile on his face. Now, out of what took him from that person to, you know, what happened?
Wow, it's a mystery. Right on.
I don't know.
Told you. It's
he
only,
had to say demeanor.
Understand.
He couldn't just say he was a nice guy.
Understand, it could be a terrorist attack. It could be a serial killer. You never hear somebody go, yeah, no, that guy was fucked up, dude. He was always being weird next door. He was like, fuck, I could hear screams. I warned people. No, it's always like, he was such a nice guy. He always smiled and he ate food like a normal person. It's like, fucking, yeah, that doesn't mean
he always checked his mail at 4:00 in the afternoon like a normal person.
That person, too. What happened?
He always was throwing out dead iguanas in the back window like a normal person.
Like a normal, he killed my cat 3 times like a normal neighbor.
You know, his windows always glowed purple like a normal person
yeah,
would.
It's fine. It smelled of sulfur sometimes like a normal house.
I mean, I know airplanes wouldn't fly overhead around us, but I mean, come on, who would?
I mean, I always saw him taking those flight lessons all the time. I mean, so what? Big deal. Like a normal guy.
I mean, everyone drives a normal tank, you know? Oh, so you
but
don't
Simpson
go
no
out with full body armor every day?
I do. Because
that's perfectly
well,
normal.
Well, it is normal. We live in Baltimore.
Oh.
Danger to authorities. In fact, court documents show in 2006, he told an FBI informant that he wanted to travel.
Kind of looks like most deaf.
To Somalia via South Africa to join radical fighters there. It's not.
Who goes to Somalia on purpose?
People looking for cheap guns.
Okay.
Can I address something real quick?
No.
No.
Okay.
Go ahead, dummy.
Mall in the chat room was just like, also, real Muslims hate ISIS. Vice did a documentary on peaceful Muslims who are being beheaded by ISIS for not meeting their standards. ISIS isn't about religion. It's about power. And then she also said, ever hear the Kurdish female fighters? There are allies. They're Muslim women who fight terrorism. Not all Muslims are bad. No, hold on. Maul.
No one's
or anybody
that.
Who's listening. Don't
their
get me wrong.
Entitlement to power is because of their religion.
Listen to me real quick, though. I'm
go.
Not saying all Muslims are bad or that all Muslims are terrorists, but all terrorists are Muslim.
Yes.
These days.
Can we just say that?
Well, yeah,
these
every
days, absolutely.
In the Middle East,
hey,
yeah.
They couldn't be
in the
Russian.
Last decade has been Muslims. So don't fuck with me on this one. Like, that's ridiculous for even to say that, oh, I know all Muslims are bad. That goes without saying.
There's terrorism in South America.
But here's what it says. If
yeah, but that's brown-on-brown violence. The, no one cares.
Yeah, anyway. Like that's like cartel and people like, you know, having beef with each other's gangs. I'm talking about attacking innocent people for the sake of your religion because of what you believe. The only people who are doing that these days are fucking Muslims.
Anything,
let's stop getting
on.
Twisted on this one.
Anything that, because they always right. say extremists are the people that blow things up, but doesn't it say something that if extremists are people that follow the religion to the T, so doesn't it say something about your
religion?
I don't
religion? See extreme Buddhists
yeah,
or but, Christians or anybody these days.
No, Royce is right. They're more religious than any
yeah,
other Muslim.
Here's,
they
here's
are following
point.
The
they're
word
very
of
pious,
their God.
They're very
exactly
right. They don't.
Taught.
They don't fuck out. They don't drink. They don't. Mm-hmm. They don't. You know. Have
and
out.
They believe all infidels should be killed as is taught to them.
Yes. Exactly.
No, but my point
everything
is,
they do,
any
they
extremist,
think doing because of religion.
Any extremist, they tell you the thing with extremists that people have to get around their head is that they are the most. They are the most. Devout followers of the religion following it to the T. They're not interpreting it wrong. They're doing it exactly as you're told. People who are moderates are people who do not follow as is told. That's why the religion, I think, is full of shit. And every religion, you know me, I think is
right,
full
yeah.
of fucking shit.
Same here.
And they're the same thing as like the Westboro Baptist people because
yes,
they follow
exactly.
everything to a T.
Yeah.
The difference is that this is just some dumb family in Kansas who can't kill people, so they'd rather show up and just cause pain that way.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. No, I think totally I'd rather agree. Be. I think I'd rather be beheaded.
So I mean,
than hear
just,
her.
So that's the one thing I can't stand about. Like when I hear people going, "Well, you can't assault." You know, not all of them are bad. I know not all of them are bad, but let's be honest. Every bad, horrible thing that's happened senselessly has a lot of times been in the name of. I mean, dude, even the Boston Marathon bombers were Muslims, and they're American dudes.
They were. Yeah, they were like, you saw them interviewed. They were basically just you normal kids.
They were basic bitches?
Basic bitches all
basic
day.
Basic bitches can't get none.
All right.
Well, I think we can close the chapter on terrorism. We solved it.
We solved it, guys. You're welcome. All right. Florida man and woman face up to 15 years in prison for having sex on the beach.
Everyone from Florida is stupid.
You said it.
What were you expecting?
Mom, I was expecting this.
Were you expecting this?
This is what I expected.
You should have expected that for saying Florida one. Go ahead.
Florida man faces up to 15 years in prison for having sex on the beach.
Wait, this isn't Dubai? This is America?
USA, Florida. A Florida couple was arrested last year for having very public sex on a Bradenton beach.
As opposed to sort of public sex.
Yeah. Now, the problem, the person who has to be careful is Chris Isaak, because he is going to get in trouble.
Why?
Remember that music video, Wicked Games, when they're having sex on the beach? Here, I'll pull it up while we talk about it. A Florida couple was arrested last year for having very public sex in a Bradenton beach. They're reportedly spotted by a 3-year-old girl, and both Jose Caballero and Alyssa Alvarez. You see, I just like a newscaster, I say the Spanish words with an accent. Jose Caballero and Alyssa Alvarez.
Jose!
It's racist. It's being racist. And according to reports, not only were they found guilty this week, but the jury only needed to deliberate for 15 minutes.
So, hold on. When you use the phrase very public, that means it was a crowded beach. They started fucking, and people asked them to stop, and they said no.
Yep.
Wait, people did ask them to stop?
Yes
they I would did. Assume.
All right. I still think 15 years is a little much.
Like, it's one thing if you're, if you were like kind of like off the side of the beach and it was just like you, you know, like between like a rocky outcrop, that's one thing. But it had to have been that.
Yeah. I think 15 years is a bit long, but I do get the point. Dude, 3-year-old girl, and if they've asked you, you could fucking stop. Like,
don't think they should have gotten even 5 years. It still sounds crazy.
I think they should get indecent exposure and fucking that's it. That's all. I think they shouldn't be fucking on the beach in front of kids. I mean, I don't think they should do that.
Do you think that the judge was just trying to avoid them from going back and having more sex because the people were asking them to stop and they weren't? Then what's to say they wouldn't do it again?
I don't want to do it again.
I got to get these people off the beach.
No, I need to fuck this chick in front of your kid. Caballero may end up getting a longer sentence than Alvarez because he had previously served an 8-year prison sentence on the conviction of cocaine trafficking.
Okay. Well, if he's on probation, that's a different story.
No, he's not on probation. He already served his 8-year prison sentence for conviction. Oh. And that's bullshit. And that's what I hate. If you've already served your time, they could still, even if you're clear and free, they could still use it against you. That's bullshit, right? The assistant state attorney in the case explained, "We gave them a reasonable offer when we felt the reasonable, and they decided there wasn't something they wanted to accept responsibility for." Apparently, there's no. That's it. 15 years. Come on,
it's a really long time.
I mean, what about the couple that was caught, just like kissing in Dubai? Didn't they get less time for that?
Yeah.
Well, it is Dubai.
Right, exactly.
And kissing is not the same as...
Dude, they're getting less time than a rapist. Rapists get 8, normally.
That's the other thing, yeah.
For real.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, then, yeah, what the hell?
Hold on. I know it's worded the couple, or is it just him because he was out on
probation?
Doesn't
matter. No, he wasn't on probation. He was already served this time, because it says it.
It says it in the article.
Yeah.
Farticle. Yeah, he had probation, and he was off at
it. He was off. But he's been off for a while now.
Why would the article lie?
But I guess you know how it works, or even if you serve your time, it counts against you.
Yep.
Even though that charge of coke had nothing to do with fucking on the beach.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. What if a cocaine charge have anything to do with fucking on the beach?
Well, Your Honor, he's a habitual criminal. The law system is really weird with that kind of shit. Yeah.
We got to get him off the street. He's a bad person, and I don't want to be around him. You got to lock him away for life.
Yeah, if the prior charge was like kid touching, I would see why they'd bring it up and go, But it's just some coke, whatever.
Yeah.
It's totally irrelevant.
And let's be honest, they were probably on something while they were fucking on the beach. If we're honest, if people were walking up and tell them, hey, stop, and they didn't,
Yeah, there's some.
Go away, 3-year old. I'm trolling right now.
Circumstantial evidence was to where a jury only took 15 minutes. Like, there's obviously something that happened that we don't know of. Like, they probably were like, fuck your kid. Bring her over here. I'll fuck her in the face. You know what I mean? Like they refused to. You know what I mean? Something.
If that was
hard.
In the indictment, I'd understand the sentencing more.
Yeah,
you want
to
fuck me?
Something.
You want to fuck me? I'll fuck you.
I'll fuck your kid. Come here.
I'll fuck you. I'll fuck you. I'll fuck all of you.
I'll fuck everyone on this goddamn beach. Yeah, you want me to see it, dude? I'll put it right in her ass.
I'll fuck a lifeboat.
You're shitting. You like that, don't you?
I'll fuck a dolphin.
If you stay,
I'll fuck a sea turtle. I'll fuck every motherfucker here. I am trolling so hard.
What is wrong with him?
Sorry.
You stay on this beach, you'll get fucked.
This is the fuck beach. This is not fuck beach. Welcome to the fuck jungle. Population, you.
That's the thing.
They had to have been something that ridiculous. Like I said, jury took 15 minutes. Yeah. That was it.
That's it.
Minutes. Oh yeah. God.
Suck this beach dick.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Best selling show. Hey, hey.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show.
And Dan, also from the Cousin Joe Show.
And we are here to talk about No Station Required, which is what?
It is our documentary about internet radio and podcasting.
Correct, Dan.
I know, because you told me to say that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And we're talking to you because we need your help.
We need your help.
If you could go to tinyurl.com/nostationrequired.
Go there.
You could help us on Indiegogo to fund the film.
Fund this film.
It is almost guaranteed. No, it's guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Whatever show you're listening to right now will be featured in this documentary.
That's true.
Along with others of your favorite shows. Right on this very station, More Like Radio.
Word.
So go there, tinyurl.com/nostationrequired. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, and listen to our show Thursday nights from 7 to 10.
Yeah, listen to our show, damn it.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Now, DB. Cause the V is so deep, an interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. DP, bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and Ski Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say DP. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's DV. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? DV Podcast.
DV.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined
Sean,
my I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. Mitch, I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
You know the way the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know. And now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
Well, name check every country on the show. That way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Birdie, birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey, man.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk. No. A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slide off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
High Society Radio is now part of morelikeradio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Who are you joining there?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Right. Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
A family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
The Elvis and Alfred Show. Thursdays, morelikeradio.com, 5 to 7. I'm Elvis Cage.
I'm Alfred.
I'm Jameson. And on the phone...
It's Bill. I'm phoning it in.
Oh, he's phoning it in. Coming to you live from the Halfpenny Pub in Sayville.
That's right. Punk rock music.
Independent music.
And all the rest of the things that we speak about.
Crazy party stuff.
Yeah. Here on morelikeradio.com.
And elvisandalfred.com 24/7.
Yarr!
The Elvis and Alfred Show.
Morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Yeah! All right, man. I think that's Carl. He's bringing some party supplies for the festival.
Hey, cool. Energy.
It's an energy thing.
Oh, that's more energy.
It's
a total energy thing.
Yeah, it's an energy thing.
What's up, Duke?
Ew, you smell.
Thank you.
Hey, man, where's your ex-girlfriend? Molly?
What? No, I don't know Molly.
I think he's talking about Molly, the drug. It's like ecstasy, but...
Yeah.
It's like different somehow, no one knows?
No, I think I know Blake a little bit better than you, Adam, and I think he's talking about a chick named Molly,
Oh, no, I'm
right?
talking about the drug.
I want drugs. Give them to me. That's what you're here for, bud.
Yeah, of course. I have that, Molly. Right here, man.
Oh, all right.
Yo, so you're going to a rave, huh?
Oh, you cannot join us, though.
All right, look, if you want the Molly, okay, then you need to chant the raver's prayer with me. Okay, ready? And here we go. We are one massive tribal village. Say it with me. That transcends man-made law.
Man, can I just get the stuff? I'll give you this popsicle, man. Your dead eye's been looking at me the whole time.
Yeah, I feel like that's a good deal. Yeah. All right,
cool.
Here you go.
Cool. And there you go.
Come on. La, 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 la.
There you go, you dirty bitch.
Back live. Number call is 954-573-2780. If you want to get in contact with the show, second hour. Let's go right back into it. I guess CBS just greenlit the Supergirl TV show.
Hooray! Wouldn't you say that they red and blue lit it?
Oh God, they have a pun in this. Up, up, and away. Supergirl's officially taking flight on TV.
That doesn't even rhyme. I would do up, up, and away. Supergirl's totally gay.
Well, let's see. First off, most importantly, is she fuckable? There's her picture in the chat. Yes or no?
She looks so uppity.
Yeah. Yes,
I mean,
me.
Of course. I of course you'd do a Supergirl, right?
Why not?
She
Who's
looks.
The actor? She looks familiar.
She looks like she should be in AP Physics right now.
Melissa something. I don't know.
She looks like a nerd.
You look like a nerd.
As reported on Deadline, CBS has officially greenlit Supergirl, picking up the highly anticipated new show to series, starring Melissa Benest. And the main role as Kara Zor-El, Supergirl, comes from Time Warner Television and Berlanti Productions as executive producer and co-created by Greg Berlanti. And a pilot episode written by Berlanti and blah, 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 blah. So it was greenlit. I don't know. Hopefully it's good. I don't know. It's CBS, though. I haven't seen anything on CBS in a very long time.
I don't trust any kind of superhero thing that's not on either.
Well, that's the thing.
CW?
It's being produced by Warner Brothers Productions and Berlanti Productions, and those are the same people that do The Flash and The Arrow.
Okay.
So it'll be on CBS, but because the property rights retain to the creators of I'm assuming that Supergirl will be in that universe.
Now I have a question.
Right.
Is this a Supergirl? Woman accused of seducing teen neighbor and an infamous alleged dog fucker.
No, that's not.
Okay.
That's
sounds super to me.
The 23-year-old Florida woman arrested Monday for allegedly having sex
with always Florida.
I won't do it again. He picked a lot of Florida woman stories.
That's what happened to be out there.
Florida's
today, guys.
Been fucked up.
She was on Glee, Dutch. That's what you were
saying. Yeah, no, I was going to say, but we moved on.
The 23-year-old Florida woman arrested Monday for allegedly having sex with her 15-year-old neighbor was accused in 2012 of having sex with at least two dogs. Yeah, let me put her picture in here if you guys want to see how hot she is.
Accused is different than being convicted of.
There you go.
Cyril.
Are they going to really prosecute a dog fucker? So who knows? Volusia County police say Brittany Sonier seduced her teen neighbor despite knowing that he was underage. She's also accused of providing the boy with alcohol and weed. In 2012, Sonier allegedly told her ex-boyfriend that she'd been having vaginal and oral sex with her family dog since she was 13.
Vaginal?
Yeah, vaginal.
Vaginal.
No, that's why I say it. And oral sex with her family. I just refused to admit that I was wrong. With her family's dog since she was 13, and she wanted to have a threesome with him and a dog. Sonier's dog-loving history was apparently well-known to her alleged teen victim. According to the Volusia County arrest report, the teen who stayed next door to Sonier with his father on weekends was informed of Sonier's past arrest of bestiality.
Oh, so she did get arrested from
Yes.
Okay.
The teen admitted to having intercourse with Sonier for two nights and said he was concerned about contracting a venereal disease, the report said.
She had this weird thing with peanut butter. I don't know what it was.
She made me lick it off her vagina.
I didn't want to get rabies, so I didn't fuck her. I saw her in the chat. She's not the hottest thing, but she's not so ugly where she has to go to fuck a dog.
She has that
Jay Leno jaw.
Yeah. That chin is, yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker face. It's a little long.
Little long. Slightly long, yeah.
Everything's just a little lengthier than it should be.
Again, you know, she could find any guy in a bar to fuck her. She doesn't have to go.
Yeah, she can find any dog in a pound too. I mean, it's really simple.
That's sad.
Maybe she had done that, and that just started getting old after a while.
What, men instead of dogs?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Why? Poor dogs. Just buy a vibrator. You don't need to buy a dog.
I think dogs enjoy themselves. You think the dog doesn't like it? Yeah, I think they like it. Yeah.
Dogs don't understand.
Doesn't mean they're not enjoying it.
Doesn't matter if they understand. Everything they do is understood.
They don't need therapy afterwards.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this.
How do you know? How do you know the dog doesn't need therapy?
Fuck that. He's just trying to get... Dude, he's an animal that goes off of instinct, and his instinct is going, ooh, warm spot, fuck it. Like, what dude,
if,
that's not...
Yeah, exactly.
What if the dog is not attracted to her?
But then why fuck it?
You, because you're... Marie,
then maybe I really doubt a dog fucks a girl, comes, and then, you know,
goes, man,
walks
I feel
away
emotionally
and goes, oh,
damaged.
Yeah,
they don't have
do?
Emotions. They just go, ooh, yay, the person that feeds me. Hey, what's up, dude? You're back finally. Like, they don't...
No, he's confused. He's like, I think I have to have sex with her or else I won't get fed.
They don't. How do you know that?
No.
Please tell me you're doing a bit right now.
I'm doing a bit.
Okay, good. Because I was about to get really mad at you.
And me and Dutch are going to keep going.
I was about to get super pissed.
Yeah, Dutch was getting heated.
I really, I was, because you're an animal lover. So I don't know with you people. You guys are weird.
I am, and he's
I love animals
and
more
he's
than
being
people.
Forced into this situation. He doesn't want to be a part of it. If he doesn't fuck her, he doesn't get fed, and then he dies. He's a hostage.
Oh. You just made that up, though. No one's starving the dog for like real woman pussy instead
can
of
I,
dog pussy.
Can I say
if you don't feed your animals, they're going to escape and find actual food?
Who's fucking in the chat? Who is that? Supergirl again?
Yes. Maul is saying that Supergirl was a part of the fappening when
yes.
the photos were
oh,
leaked.
Then I already have that
ooh,
on my phone.
Are these real pictures of her?
Yeah.
Or is that like a, some kind of like a goofy photo shoot? Like
you know
that's
what?
Really
I,
well done.
No, you know what, Dutch? I recognize the name now, and I have all that fappening shit saved. Yeah,
oh,
that's her. Yeah. That was so amazing. Why can't that happen again?
It's still going to do. They constantly are updating it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
We got to talk off air.
Obama is going. I love this because Mitch labeled this. Obama's going to invade Texas. Our only hero is Ted Cruz. This is fucking. I swear to God, Mitch is the best. He's being, of course, facetious. Ted Cruz is a goddamn lunatic. Here, I'll play the video.
Who is he again?
Big deal of faith and confidence in Governor Abbott. He is a long.
Well, he's running for goddamn president, so.
Oh.
Here you go.
Well, I have a great deal of faith and confidence in Governor Abbott. He is a longtime friend and mentor of mine. You know, I understand the concern that's been raised by a lot of citizens about Jade Helm. It's a question I'm getting a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think part of the reason is we have seen for 6 years a federal government disrespecting the liberty of the citizens. And that produces fear when you see a federal government that is attacking our free speech rights or religious liberty rights or Second Amendment rights.
But you know what pisses me off about these fucking right-wing shitbags? They're the same ones that fucking attack people for wanting to get abortions, for wanting to do drugs, because they want civil liberties for the shit they want, not civil liberties for everybody, you know? That's just it's horseshit. I'm both goddamn... I'm so sick of it, sorry. I just get really heated.
No, you're right, heated. Though. I know.
Get heated.
That produces distrust as to government. Now, my office, we've reached out to the Pentagon to inquire about this exercise. We're assured that it is a military training exercise. And I have no reason to doubt those assurances, but I understand the reason for concern and uncertainty, because when the federal government has not demonstrated itself to be trustworthy in this administration, the natural consequence is that many of the citizens don't trust what it's saying.
So, yeah, apparently they're worried, and this is really, you Google it, that the federal government's going to invade and take over Texas.
Well, why? Well,
because Texas wants to secede, that whole thing?
They're on the verge of doing it, though.
Dude, they've been saying that for over a decade.
That's my point. A decade. So it's been about a 10-year buildup. It's going to happen.
Do you really think it will? Honestly, I have no idea.
I feel like we're going to crumble as a country within the next decade. That's my honest opinion.
Just because you feel that way about your own life doesn't mean you have to apply it to everyone else.
That was just mean.
Funny. That's
wow.
Really goddamn,
he's like
that's
just
really
sort of
funny.
Direct, and I don't know why.
Wow. God
talking about the
damn.
Government.
She's saying Dutch like motherfucking Rome. He gonna
set
on fire.
A big parallel. That was just.
Yeah,
I love
no
you.
Joke. It was just straight up meme.
I love you.
This is hurtful.
You're my favorite.
Just my
sorry,
feelings.
Sorry, you can't set me up like that.
This Ted Carnival Cruise guy is an idiot.
Ted Carnival Cruise?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, obviously he's a dumb fuck, but I mean, dude, how is it that far fetched to just see how exponential everything has gone? Like, you, one of our earlier stories, and the fact that, like, you know, they're now attacking people who say anything or like do you know, like on our own soil, like from the Muslim, you know, extremists and everything like that. Like, dude, with the way the government has gone and just everything, I mean, dude, nobody thought that Rome was going to just dissipate and not be a nation anymore when they were on, and they were only top shit for like, what, 500 years? And we've been top shit for about 500 years, so that's about it.
Your math is so off.
Really? 500 years?
500 years.
1,000 maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. We've been top shit for 1,000. You're right.
I didn't say 1,000.
No, it was less.
You said 500. We've been around. We've been on top for 500 years. That's us.
No, not 500. Sorry. Dude, I was my point being, obviously, is 17. What was it? 76.
There you go.
You live in Philadelphia, where we're fucking the birthplace of it.
Damn, I'm not good.
You
at
really
math.
Should know.
I never said I was good at math.
Did you read what that bell said?
What did that Liberty Bell say, buddy?
I don't know. I just licked it and ran away before the security guards.
You really licked the Liberty Bell, Dutch?
No, I lied.
Fucking asshole.
Dutch wasn't that off. It says 500-year-old republic, the Roman Empire.
No, not that he was talking about the U.S. was 500 years.
Yeah, and then he muttered under his breath, oh, U.S. is probably a little less than that. I heard him say it.
Like half.
I said, yeah. Half. Well, yeah, my point is that, like, him. What makes us, why are we so barely pompous half. To think that we're going to be top shit all the time?
Because America
already
things are moving answer, these days. Answer, it's at an answer. Exponential rate now than it used to be.
Marie has, yeah. Marie has an answer.
Celebrity Top Chef is how we know.
Celebrity Top Chef.
Celebrity Top Chef.
Iron Chef. That's another competition.
Oh,
we can
and
tell.
America's Top Model.
America's Top Model. That's
I don't think
good
in
one.
The last 10 years we've been looked at as the number one superpower, as they say, and you know, like
no.
we used to be.
No, I mean, clearly number one superpower.
We still are, but nobody, like you said,
nobody
looks
listens
at us that
to
way.
Us
right, right.
So the second you look at a guy who's bigger than you and go, I could probably beat him up, the first thing you're gonna do, you know what I mean? Like when it's yeah. like high school, you know.
We turn it to everybody's
it's,
dad.
It's
when eventually the kid grows up and they punch the dad and go,
like,
"Shut
up!" Oh, yep. He's not with a cool group. Fuck Ryan. I hate that guy. I don't
Royce
know why
is exactly
that name,
right. It's equivalent Brian. To when the child realizes that he can take his dad.
Yeah. Oh, I can so fight him now. Like yeah.
Yeah. It's true. When we really have nothing,
and everybody knows, they're like, "Oh, we could probably fight them." China and India, right there. It, you know, obviously the fucking Muslim extremists are they got balls these days. So, especially okay. when you got a shitty president going, "Don't cross this line, or something's gonna happen." They're like, "Okay," they put What's, their foot what, slant what, for, right over the line. What are you gonna do about it? Nothing.
But really,
I thought, that's what I thought.
When's the last time we've had a good president, Dutch? Let's be honest.
Kennedy.
No, yeah, and what happened to him?
They shot him in the head.
Okay, so there's the problem. When's the last time we had a good president whose head didn't
I would
explode?
Say Reagan.
Reagan wasn't even
no,
that good either.
Reagan
starts
was,
in
not
time
really. Minutes. Reagan was a fucking super right wing nut job too.
Teddy Roosevelt and his big dick policy.
No, it was big no. stick. Big stick.
Stick. You
big
keep stick. Clinton really wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
His big fuck him in the dick policy.
No,
they're all stupid. We can all agree that we hate both sides on the show, right?
Oh yeah, of course.
Right, yeah, okay, so I'm not going yeah. with one or the other.
Now, I'm a big,
saying,
hold on, I support the Whig Party.
Progressively, we're getting weaker, and I don't see us lasting that much longer.
I support the Whig Party.
The same party that supported slavery.
Really? I really should have looked that one up.
Is there something wrong with that?
I should have looked that one up.
But Whig Dutch, party. Realistically, do you really see that happening in our lifetime?
I see states splitting off into their own factions.
You know what like I see? I see hoverboards. I see Pepsi Free in the future. I see teens wearing their pockets outside of their pants. I see double ties. I see rehydrated pizzas.
That's all for Back to the Future.
All of it.
All of the things you said.
Dutch, I don't think Royce is taking our conversation seriously.
I am taking it seriously. Jaws 19?
I think, no. I think
that's
that
good.
We have to go in order of the states that are going to try to secede from the Union. Texas is going to be one of them.
First.
I think Key West is going to try to do it again and become yeah. the Conk Republic like they did that one time.
Conk.
Here's what's going to happen. Texas is going to leave and Puerto Rico is going to jump back in so we can keep 50 stars.
Yeah, Puerto Rico's like, we're in!
Dude, we're good.
We're in!
We're good now.
We're in! Woo!
Dibs on
we
Texas'
want to ruin the flag,
star.
But now we're good.
We want Texas' star and also their cows. Those are ours.
And then Georgia's going to want to secede.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, dude, yeah, that whole middle America like group where it's like
I just don't see them being allowed to.
Well, no, of course not.
The whole South wasn't allowed to. That's why they fought a war and lost awfully for it.
No, I understand. That's what I'm saying.
It's not like you're just allowed to. You have to fight for it.
Here's the thing, dude.
Did you learn nothing from the Beastie Boys?
Well, here's what I think.
But they just wanted a party.
Here's what I think is going to happen.
Still got to fight for it.
Nobody thought Russia was going to go to southern Ukraine and be like, okay, you know what? We used to be part of your country. It's ours now. And no one did shit. Do you understand that happened?
Yeah, but you know Russia
took over
much
half
than
of Ukraine
country,
and no one did anything.
But you know Russia is much different than here. I mean,
that's my point, though. Like, who's to say that the sentiment won't get to that point?
Well, I'm not saying it'll never happen. I just honestly don't see it in our lifetime.
In our lifetime? I think so. I think really? We're on the verge of it. Dude, Baltimore's in flames. Everything is burning because of the race riots. Like, we're going to... Here's the thing. We're going to tear ourselves apart before, you know, Russia will come in or another country. We're going to split into factions throughout the
country.
Here's
what we're going to do. First off, I want to be the Sharks. So that's call that number one. Number two, here's what's going to happen. We're going to turn New York into a prison, right?
Well,
and
no,
then Snake,
no.
Listen.
Will Kurt Russell appear?
Yes, then Kurt Russell is going to be dropped into that prison. You guys all had your theories. Let me tell you mine. So then Kurt Russell, he escapes New York, and then he escapes L.A. later. But that's not as good. So that's my future. I like this game. It's very fun. Also, there's going to be a town where Kevin Bacon's not allowed to dance. I'll call that town Footloose. What?
You didn't even go vague with it. You just
no,
said
No, I'll call it Footloose. So far, so good. What's going to happen?
Wait, how many riots have we had in the U.S.? There was Baltimore. Before that, it was Ferguson. Am I missing any?
Ferguson.
They had a huge protest where a lot of people got arrested in Denver.
The one that Sublime talked about.
I guess the Boston Marathon was an issue.
Dude, the seams are tearing apart right now. So
you're right. We're doomed.
We're not doomed.
Yeah, well, the dollar should collapse by October.
Right. That's another thing, too. The housing market, between everything, the fact we don't make shit, we're dependent on everybody else.
99% of the wealth that's being generated in this country right now is going to the top 1% of
the
population.
Hold on. We're not going to that.
Hold on. I'll fix it. I have a serious answer, okay? What we need to do is, because, you know, like all the audio industry went away from it out of Detroit, right? Well, what we need to do is we need to turn it into Delta City. Make this cop that's also a robot, right? He'll roam the streets. We'll call him RoboCop.
I see what
you're
doing.
What do you think?
So are you saying in the next 10 years, all we need to do is just make all of our favorite movies come to real life and we'll be fine?
Yeah. I mean, I think we just use them as a map.
Have you guys seen that video of it's called The Void? Please, dude, we have to play this. It's a virtual gaming center where, like, they have the Oculus Rift.
Oh, yeah,
but
yes,
it's
yes,
not
yes.
just that, but they have it on your body, on your hands, and they have an entire, like, thing that they mapped out and put, like, programs in where it's, like, there's secondary levels and everything.
But what's the idea behind it? Like, what do you do in this virtual reality? Like,
it's moving gaming. So you can basically play Call of Duty for reals, like... You run and you're actually running forward. Someone shoots you, you feel
you
it
die.
Like, stabbing
you
pain
really
in
die.
Your chest. Like,
you really die. You die right there. You can only play the game once.
Hold on, dude. Are you looking for it or should I find it?
I'm not looking for shit.
I saw something today that there's actually, I think they said early 2016, Dutch, that the Oculus Rift is going to be available to consumers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. That's going to be the next thing. Yep. I wonder if it's going to be good.
And then I'm sure video games will get involved in that, which should be incredible.
They're already in here. Hold on.
I can't wait to play fucking solitaire on that bitch. Just like be really like immersed in it. And then when I win all the cards,
you got 5.1 surround sound of cards being shuffled.
That 2D Imagine or Minesweeper all day on Oculus Rift. That would be fucking awesome. But how much is it going to cost, Dutch? I mean, I guess that's the question. Is it going to be?
I read the article today. They don't say the price yet, but.
Yeah. Oops, not that. What the fuck? Yeah, but it's basically going to be like an entertainment like type of thing. Like when you go to Six Flags, it's like this, and then, you know, you can run through. I had it earlier.
But where do you go with this thing strapped around your head? You would look a little bit silly running around your neighborhood,
right, but
stabbing invisible things.
No, I think it's like a treadmill.
The entire like gameplay area out to where like you see a wall in the thing, and it's an actual wall that you can physically touch if you need to.
So you're not running into shit.
No.
Right. Okay.
It put you could also do the augmented reality where it takes a picture of your environment and then it adds things to it, what you're looking at, you know, like your room and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes out, I'm sure, you know, none of us regular people can afford it, but someday it looks like it'd be pretty damn cool.
Like I said, we're almost there. Cafe 80s is coming soon, guys. Gray Sports Almanac.
Cafe 80s?
Yeah. A cafe based completely on the 80s, where Marty meets Griff.
It's still Back to the Future.
He's just doing Back to the Future.
Sorry. Okay.
Here we go. I put it in the chat room. Play this, dude. Like, it's this. I got really excited when I saw this.
Okay, let me pull it up on the screen here. All right. And here you go.
The Void. What if you could explore new dimensions, new worlds?
What? Just watch that, dude.
Where dreams become reality. Okay,
stole that from the Terminator.
Yeah, it kind of looks like they're walking inside like a paintball or laser tag arena. They're like a laser tag arena. You know what I mean?
Ascend. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but created the Matrix.
Is that really what it's going to look like? Because I don't think that's what it's really going to look like.
I've seen other videos of like how they do the way that they've created this is really ridiculous.
Shit.
They've gone out of the way for this thing.
Four D.
Holy shit.
The extra D's for dick.
Hopefully.
Look at the add-ons of this thing, though.
God damn, that's badass. All right, that's really cool. Like, they're interacting with the environment. Like, you know, you just see, like, a blank screen in real life, but what they see is...
You see what they're doing, though?
Yeah.
Like, they have, like, simulators. Like, if it's raining, they actually spray water on you. Like, that kind of shit.
That's fucking cool, man. Custom simulators for unmatched realism. Oh, I guess when you're in a fighter plane, you sit down on a...
You actually sit in it.
So, I don't know if it's going to be for people. It might just be like a place you go to and pay to do. You know what
right.
I mean?
So, what their plan, from what I was reading, is that they want to, like, you know, essentially, like, have centers. Like, they just buy a warehouse, right? And then they set up, like, a whole, you know, a big thing. And they go, okay, this month we're doing, you know, this type of mission. You come, you pay $100, and then you can play one time. For however long they go for. It's kind of like that of like an amusement ride. Like they will set these up and that's how they're going to make their money. So every month they change over the entire warehouse and go, okay, here's a new program. You plug it in and then you go through and you basically have this virtual game experience.
Right. Like kind of like what Royce was saying, like a laser tag place, but you have this thing around your head. So it's
right.
And then the thing on your body and the thing on your hands. And depending on what you're playing, keep playing, dude. It shows you the other options they have.
Damn.
Showing them into like a snow as like medieval people.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like a Skyrim game. That's pretty badass.
The first one is together is going to owe James Cameron some money for the Terminator 2 soundtrack.
Oh yes, of course, I agree.
That was
I guess the first ones, or they have a cut. They have one in Utah, I think, like one in California, and like basically, yeah, they just design these whole sets and then will map out a full game based on that.
Well,
you know, just the area you have to work in on these huge warehouses.
So Dutch, even the ones I read about that are going to be like, you know, consumer sold, you'd have to go somewhere, right? To use it, like you're saying?
This is specifically for that. The consumer sold ones are like, you know, basically movies or porn or whatever, you know, the little things Ooh. That you can just put on your head or just do that. The difference with this and the ones you're talking about is just the visual aspect. These ones, it's like, okay, say, you know, remember in that trailer, they showed like him walk around with like a thing and you saw the scary guy come after him. If the scary, you know, monster gets on you and you punch it, that you will have sensors on your hand that will like vibrate and it feels like you actually hit something. You know what I mean? Like everything crazy. Is touch. Yeah, touch yeah. usable, you know what I mean?
Mitch yeah. goes, so virtual reality laser tag, Utah, the mecca of the U.S. That's a weird place to start it.
Like, yeah, thevoid.com, if you guys want to go look. Dude, it's getting crazy awesome reviews.
Really,
it's
well, they've been like, working on this for years and years, right?
The Void sounds like a Russian nightclub.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is the future of gaming, of entertainment. Like, dude, why would you go see movies? You can do that.
Does Dennis hang out there frequently?
Welcome to the Void.
Oh, no.
You go see movies so you can be the lazy ass and not have to do the things.
Calm down, Anatoly.
I want to be part of the movie, though.
Where you get your hands
I don't go to movie theaters anymore.
That's why whenever people. That's why when I'm in a movie theater, I go, don't go in that room! Very loudly.
You're a jerk.
I don't go to movies because I don't want to get shot.
So if you don't go in the room, then you never experience what's going to happen in the room.
Right, but I that's how I like to play my video games. I like to go and hide in corners and go safely. Safe now.
So that would be lame.
I just sit there and I go, no, okay, I'm good.
Speaking of movies, did we mention yesterday that we saw the Avengers?
No, we did not mention that
we
saw
the Avengers.
We saw the Avengers,
too.
You should have mentioned that you saw the Avengers.
We did. It was really good.
We ran out of time. Yeah. We saw the Avengers.
Avengers 2.
Ooh, I'm glad you mentioned it.
I liked it a lot.
Did anyone else see the Avengers?
No. I haven't seen it yet. I want to.
Watch it.
Was it good?
James Spader was fucking fantastic.
Was it good as the first one?
Was it better than the first? Because I've heard it's good, but it's not better than the first.
No, it's not as good as the first. I'll say that. It's good. It's still good. But my favorite Marvel movie anyway is Captain America Winter Soldier.
Okay.
Yeah, that was something that you said that was controversial, where you were saying Winter Soldier trumps Avengers 1. Not everyone agreed with that. It's weird to say
the movie was 2.5 hours long, but it felt like it needed 45 more minutes. It still felt rushed. It felt like it didn't...
Avengers 2 did?
Yeah, didn't it feel rushed to you?
I guess. I mean, I was really impressed with the Scarlet Witch.
Oh, she was the best. I think she was the best part of the movie.
Black Widow?
Yeah.
No, Scarlet Witch.
Marie likes Scarlet Witch, which is the new character.
Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson, I thought you were talking about
someone
else.
She was great. Both female characters were great.
Both female characters were good, but the new one, the one that was the Scarlet Witch, I mean, I don't know a whole lot about the characters from the comic book series, but I like anyone that has powers where not only can they do mind control, but then can use mind control to do shit outside of brains. Like, that's cool. So, like, Phoenix character for X-Men is equivalent to me. Like, I like those things.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. But like I said, yeah, I think the two women characters are the best characters in the movie. I agree.
I laughed a couple of times. You know, they do have some good jokes in there.
Yeah.
But I would say, yeah, Avengers 1 impressed me more. But then Avengers 2, I was really impressed by how many people they got to be in it. Like, I was like, oh, shit, they're really going to bring back all these people from 1 and then some? Like, there's a ton of people.
Yeah, War Machine was in it. It was awesome.
There's a ton of people in it.
Don Cheadle?
Don Cheadle was hilarious in it.
Nice.
Yeah. He had a pretty good part, actually.
Yeah. He was upset that he would tell stories of regaling his accounts, and every time he said it to one of the Avengers, they weren't impressed.
Yeah,
and then he told it to non-people, and they'd be lolling. And he's like, see? And he just tell it to non-people.
Yeah, it was fucking good. I enjoyed it. James Spader was fucking... Like I said, he was a great Ultron.
What is he not... He's awesome in everything, right?
I mean, he's in everything. The Blacklist is a great show that he's in.
I like to call him the Spader.
Joe, why are you saying that in the chat instead of saying it now? Yeah, are you asking about the director?
Yeah,
and why
Ma
he left
said,
Twitter?
Yeah,
someone buddy, pulled the story.
I'm assuming she means Joss Whedon, right?
Joss Whedon left Twitter.
Oh, the rock and roll.
And Ma said because of far left feminists who are upset with the film. I don't know. I heard he left, but that's the reason.
Yeah, they're upset at because they were attacking him over the whole Scarlett Johansson. Like, apparently, they say that they treat her like a whore or a slut or whatever.
I thought that happened weeks and weeks ago, and the other actors came out and said no, including her, saying no, it's no big deal.
But they're talking about just portrayal, or did he say something?
Stop. At 2:57 p.m. today, though, Time released this article that said Joss Whedon says he didn't quit Twitter because of feminist backlash.
Okay, why did he quit?
Okay.
Says, quote, it's like taking the bar exam at Coachella. I don't know what that's in reference to. It says, in an interview with BuzzFeed, Joss Whedon explained that it wasn't backlash from feminists that forced him to quit Twitter, but rather a desire to step back into a more creative space.
Okay, oh. That sounds like bullshit.
That does sound like bullshit.
I believe like he left because of that.
Sounds like that is the reason then.
Yep.
I saw a lot of people say, well, the social justice warriors destroyed one of their own. It's like, nope, that didn't happen. Whedon said he called the interference that feminism drove him to, or feminists that drove him offline, horseshit. Believe me, I've been attacked by militant feminists since I got on Twitter. That's something I'm used to.
Ooh, he's honest. Okay, well, hold on. He is admitting that it happens.
Every right. breed of feminism is attacking every other breed, and every subsection of liberalism is always busy attacking another subsection of liberalism.
I love Joss Whedon.
Because God forbid, they should all band together and actually fight for the cause, Whedon said. Woo! And he can say that because he wrote Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Even more than why did he leave if that wasn't a problem and he sounds intelligent enough
he did that to make them mad. Can somebody tell me, please? I've asked this 4 times now.
Okay. In the new movie, I guess they're basically complaining that Scarlett Johansson. Yeah, I hear the static. Does anyone else hear the static?
Yes.
I don't.
I think it might show up on the audio feed.
Yeah, I'll try to fix it.
Sorry, everyone on this end is like, static! I'll just
turn everything down and I can't hear anything.
No, we heard on our end. It might be recording that way.
But apparently Scarlett Johansson, they said, was portrayed as like a slut.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. And then like, oh, why isn't Black Widow getting her own spinoff? And, you know, why don't they have any female lead people?
Because they're not strong enough characters. Oh, my Lord.
Well, actually, I would beg to differ and say she is. And she's been she was like the lead or very supporting lead character in not only Avengers 2, but also in Winter Soldier, right?
Right. But the thing is that, like, they're not recognizable. You know what I mean? Like, Captain America, Iron Man, the Hulk. Like, those are, you know, standalone. You know, when was the last time you heard about it? I mean, obviously, Black Widow has her own comics, but they're not as recognizable. So, to make up for that, he made her basically the lead, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think he. Well, she was, like I said, if you watch the movie, she was a major, major part of it. Like, you know, a lot of it revolved around her. You know, I don't want to spoil it for anyone else.
So they just saw the movie and they go, yeah. You're anti-woman because she doesn't have her own movie.
Right.
That's the studio's decision, not his. I still don't understand what happened.
And again, she came out and said she had no problem with any of this nonsense. Right.
Yeah, I think, yeah, she even, oh, she, we could play the skit.
I still don't even know what the nonsense is.
She even did a skit on SNL when she was on making fun of it. Let me see if I can pull it up.
She was on a skit making fun of, wait, Scarlett Johansson was in a sketch making fun of
you'll
feminism
see. You'll have to watch it.
The fans or?
Scarlett Johansson. Well, it fixed for a second.
No, I was hanging up and trying to call back. Wait, let me hang up on you guys for a second.
Okay.
No, it's not them. It might be Skype, though.
Yeah.
It stops when I call them.
Yeah.
That's weird. It might be Skype.
All right, here we go. Let me see if I can pull it up.
Fuck you, Skype.
I'll fix it in post.
Yeah. Fix you in post.
Captain America, Iron Man. But you want to know, why no Black Widow movie? Does Marvel not know how to make a girl superhero movie? Chill. Marvel Gets Women. Coming in 2016. When it came to life in the big city, Black Widow had it all figured out.
Remind me to pull over and vent and heels and leave them a nasty message.
A huge apartment, great friends, and an internship at Fashion Weekly.
Where's the new girl?
Sorry, here.
Leather with a low neckline. Take that off and put it on the cover of our magazine.
The only thing missing in Black Widow's life.
Such a klutz.
Was love.
Hey, I'm Ultron.
Black Widow.
You want to grab a coffee?
I don't really have time to date any guys now.
What about robots?
So, who's the guy?
Right, song for it.
There's always a guy for.
Honey, you're putting ketchup on your cereal.
From Marvel Studios and the writers of 27 Dresses, come becomes the story of a superhero and her super romance.
Penis activated.
I think you're moving way too fast with this guy.
Does he even know anything about you? Like that your favorite food is ice cream?
Hey, BW, your boyfriend is on the news.
As a robot named Ultron threw a bus at the Fashion Weekly building. And I'd hate to be that guy's girlfriend.
Pretty funny, right?
Man, this is a really long sketch.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, we have a call?
Yeah, we have a caller. Who's this?
Hi, this is Chris from New Jersey. First time, long time.
Oh, God. Hi, John.
Hi, Chris.
Oh, you were going to play it?
Hi, John.
So, yeah, I was just about to say, hey, did you watch the SNL skit? But you guys were just playing it. The feed must be far behind. Yeah, the major outrage to this whole Joss Whedon thing is Black Widow was portrayed as not as strong as she was in previous Marvel movies, and she was captured by Ultron in the movie, and one of the heroes had to rescue her like a typical damsel in distress, and that's what the feminists are bitching about. And also she has a random love interest with one of the other Avengers.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, for the life of me. So that's what they're bitching about?
Yeah, that's what they're bitching about. So by that logic, that means all love stories are sexist as well.
So women aren't allowed to love, or else it's sexist.
Who?
Right.
What was the first asshole blog that tried to put A and B together? Like, he probably just, he didn't quit Twitter. He probably was just like, hadn't been active in a few days. And people were like, it's obvious because the feminists drove him out of here. And that's what made the story. I'm assuming that's what happened.
I guarantee, like, I love Joss Whedon more after he said, I think what you guys just read in the article, that he said that the liberals are attacking other liberals. I fucking love Joss Whedon now after that. But yeah, it's bullshit. He definitely left because he was being attacked by everybody. There's been blog after blog of just a shitload of tweets just attacking him. Tremendously because of this movie, and probably
I don't know if it's the feminists that did it. I think it was just because everybody was thinking this was going to go above the bar that the first Avengers set, and it didn't. It's a big deal, whatever. It still was a good movie, according to you guys, right?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, it was good, and I do agree with Royce. Winter.
Oh, you cut out.
We lost Sammy.
Sammy died.
Cut
he
out,
thought
Amy.
He was John. I knew it was
him. Yep.
Amy, I'm going to hang up on you because we can't hear you, buddy.
Poor Amy.
But yeah.
Sorry, I'm distracted by this video of these two Mormon missionaries schooling a bunch of ghetto guys in basketball.
What?
Why?
Huh?
Wait, what?
Why?
Just play this video.
Okay.
Put it in the chat room. I saw this earlier today. I don't know why I had it pulled up, but... These two more missionaries were going through Dallas, and apparently,
Royce, halt all prep and just do what Dutch says.
I'm sorry. You asked.
I'm kidding, dude.
Prep.
Hey, that's hippo juice gold right there when we get distracted.
Basically, they're acting like they can't play, and then...
Okay, they're still acting like they don't know what they're doing.
No, not bad.
And these guys are...
It looks like a hidden camera kind of thing, right? Like,
yeah, it was one of the Mormons who put it down.
Okay.
Ooh, the black guys are impressed.
How do you know?
Because they put their hands up to their mouth and went, ooh!
I know you got that on phone, man.
Gets better.
Oh, that's a nice block by that white Mormon. Oh, they're showing some defense now. Showing some offense, showing some defense. Oh, they're good.
These boys ain't playing, man. They giving them a good game, though.
Let that shoot the top.
They giving them a good game, though. Them a good game.
What's going on out here, bro?
See, he done took time. He got to hit, brother.
Boys learn to play hoops.
God damn!
Dutch, you get distracted by the weirdest things.
Can you explain to me why you thought this was hilarious, Dutch?
Oh, well, I don't know. There's just something about that was funny. Just the Mormons just fucking posterizing a guy. That was hilarious. Some ghetto dude in the middle
we
of
we were like, talking about Utah before.
Yeah, well, you know what? That is a good point. That is a good
I
way
think
to bring it
where I was going.
Yeah.
To Mormon really? Schooling black kids in basketball. That's
I was just, dude, sorry.
You were in that for the long con.
That.
They probably
sorry,
thought.
I was distracted by that.
The thing is, the Mormons probably thought that was their God-given right to school black people.
More like God-given sure. wrong.
Well, until 1978. Seeing
like a guy in like dress shoes dunking on top of a ghetto black guy is hilarious.
It is always fun to see people do athletic activities in nice dressed attire.
Yeah, that's true. When somebody dunks on a tie, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
LeBron James should wear ties to all of
the games. I said I was distracted. You didn't have to go to it. Like, stop being cunty.
Okay.
Both of you being cunty right now.
No, not at all, actually. I wasn't being cunty. I just fixed the static on our end.
He was fixing the static while he was on.
Sorry, I wasn't being cunty. I'm actually glad you pulled the video.
We were doing a sleight of hand, if you will.
I felt like I was helping you, and I didn't feel like you guys were...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Everybody thank Dutch. He needs to be thankful.
Thank you.
Dutchy poo.
No,
the little baby didn't get a finky poo? Oh, no.
Did you make a poo-poo in your diaper?
He's a big boy.
I am.
Shut up.
I see a radio show floundering, and I know how to distract.
Well, speaking of floundering, new study says social media plays a big role in divorce.
Yay. Nice transition, Marie.
Get right out of town.
Way better than that earlier transition where I was like, speaking of that story I wasn't paying attention to.
Yeah, speaking of the thing that you said that I didn't remember. I think that was your quote.
Something like that. Ever suspect that social media was doing more harm than good?
No.
At least to social relations?
Social relations?
100%.
If you did, now there's a new study that seems to confirm those beliefs. According to a new survey of 2,000 married Britons conducted by the UK law firm Slater and Gordon.
Wait,
AC Slater and Gordon
moved to London.
He did and became
a
lawyer.
Gordon Lightfoot.
And Gordon Lightfoot started their own law firm.
It's really weird.
AC Slater and Gordon Lightfoot. It's very, very well-known law firm.
It's times like this I wish John was still online because he would totally have just made a song 100%. About Slater and Gordon.
That's true.
In a heartbeat. And they would be British.
Yes,
of course.
1 in 7 married people said they would consider a divorce because of how their spouses were behaving on popular social media sites and apps like Facebook, Snapchat, Skype, WhatsApp, and Twitter. The findings get more revealing as the questions dig deeper, too. Now I'm going to pause and say, my husband goes on social media fights all the time, and I would never divorce him for it.
Yeah, no, but so.
But I guess probably it's more like the... My husband is cheating on me by flirting with other women.
I publicly flirt with other women on Facebook all the time.
It's not.
So do I.
Yes,
we have something in common.
It doesn't matter. What does it matter?
We bond over it.
People are such bitches sometimes. I don't get it.
Almost 1 in 4 married folks have at least one argument.
And 4 out of 4 people that say folks are fucking losers.
You're right. I know. That's a pet peeve of yours.
Yes.
1 in 4 had at least one argument with their spouses on a weekly basis. That was related to social media use.
I cannot think I've ever gotten in a fight with Marie over Facebook or Twitter.
Another stunning 17% said they quarreled with their spouses on a daily basis about social media activity. What do you have to say about social media every day for 17% of your time?
Well, I'm assuming it's the other spouse looking at the other's page on why'd you like her status?
Yeah. Oh, God, you're right. Yeah. Good point.
It's got to be silly, nonsensical shit like that.
There's a couple of friends that I know, and they're constantly fighting over this kind of stuff because she is really open and is constantly updating Facebook about everything, including all the fights that they have. And she'll be like,
right.
So my boyfriend doesn't care about me. And then just we'll leave it open like that to have all of her friends just smash him. And he's
can
just
I
like,
say something?
Honey,
yep.
What are
can
you
I,
doing?
I don't even understand. Can you say something? When me and Marie get in fights, we never make it. Why?
Yeah, of course.
What's
why
the?
That's the. I think that's the point of this. Is like
who thinks that would ever help? Ever.
Nobody.
Because it's socially dumb people, or at least people who are being raised having this whole social media thing all the time, it's become like their own public journal. You know what I mean? And it's like, what? I was just playing on Facebook. It's not real life. No, you told everybody that I hit you, and I basically said.
that you, I was angry at you.
So, and now I'm arrested and fuck you.
Oh, it's Facebook. They can't prosecute you for what you say on Facebook.
Dude, I remember my last recent relationship, I had to not like fight, but like argue the point of, no, I don't want it. I don't want you to put it that it's official. We're in a relationship on Facebook. I don't even want that out there. I don't want, no.
What are you hiding, Joe? Wait, you're not proud of us?
Do you not love me?
Exactly. Joe, are you embarrassed of me?
Exactly.
Why can't we share our love with the world, Joe?
I didn't change that I was married to Marie to like a couple months ago, and that's because like, oh, I should probably do that.
Gals and I refused to do it. Both of us.
Well, yeah, good. Because why bother? You're going to have to change it back soon.
Huh?
I said, why bother? You're going to have to change it back soon.
That was mean.
It's interesting to note that the survey also revealed that 58% of respondents admitted they knew their spouse's passwords, even if their spouses had no idea. That's an indication
Wait,
of how...
Wait, what? That's fucking shitty.
That's an indication of how far some partners will go to keep an eye on their spouse's social media behavior. And, but, so, I mean...
Here's
unless
the thing.
Unless your partner's
like,
blocking you, you can see what they're doing. I guess with private messages.
Right.
In the United States, social media has also figured prominently in divorce-related issues. Divorce lawyers concur that social media has played a bigger role in marriage problems than ever before. In 2010...
Your Honor, her cunt was on whosup.com, so...
That's an unfair statistic because social media didn't exist until over 15 years ago. So that's not fair to say like, oh, it's a bigger role than ever. Yeah, in the 80s, there was no social media. So fuck
you.
Yeah,
you know what was a big cause for divorce? Cocaine in the 80s. Cocaine.
But I have heard that is in a lot of divorce settlements, the Facebook thing these days. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
My husband pays more attention to Facebook than he does to me.
Or just people simply getting caught in their Facebook messages talking to other girls or whatever it is.
Yeah. Were you
because
flirting
back in the day, you
her?
Could cheat and be like, no, I'm single, and you could actually give your real name, and all I have to do is do a quick search, and then you know, the girl that you fucked at the bar can just send your wife and be like, so,
you want to know what I do?
The other woman.
You want to know what I do? I go, hey, Marie, look, this chick is totally flirting with me. Look, those are tits.
And I go, oh, high five.
Oh.
It's really simple.
Yeah.
Honesty's way better than lying, isn't it? You
it's
don't have to
so
fucking worry.
Yes, but you have to understand, Royce, that you are in a rare, great relationship. Most guys can't say that to their girlfriend, let alone wife.
Without getting
the majority of men out there tits, are not great? In your situation.
Yeah, no.
I guess, though, you saw my group of friends. In our group, it's actually pretty normal.
Isn't
That's why I'm
like
envious. I know.
Way more... It's just easier that way, I would think.
It is.
Of course.
I counted that you like Tiffany's pictures 15 times more than you like my pictures, which means that you are fucking her and we are getting a divorce
now. Well, no, it's because Tiffany has better tits than you.
Oof.
So, I mean.
Exactly. I want a divorce.
She does, right? We should grab them. Like, that's the attitude you should have when a comment like that is said. But the majority of America doesn't have that.
Yeah.
While this data is very revealing, social media isn't negatively impacting only marriages. A few years ago, the Wall Street Journal ran an article that looked at the issue of how social media was impacting friendships. Its conclusion, social media also does more harm than good to friendships.
How?
Well, that was interesting.
I have some friends only because of social media.
Right.
Like, that's not necessarily true. If you're a dick, you're a dick whether there's Facebook or not Facebook.
When you're a dick, you're a dick
all
the
dick
way.
For life.
I only talk to Royce on Facebook. That's only because he won't pick up the phone when I call him. But yeah, if it wasn't for Facebook, Royce and I would hardly ever talk.
I invited you in my home, Joe.
I'm kidding. I do get the other side of it of like, you know, Facebook or whatever text. There's no tone of voice, so things can be easily and quickly taken the wrong way. And,
right,
you know.
But how about a cock picture? It doesn't matter what format that's in.
Oh, that's universal.
Yeah. It's hot.
Man, that's universally hot.
Here's the thing with that, what you were saying, Joe, as far as, you know, context, right? That's just being a shitty writer, because a good writer or anybody who has any kind of a grasp of the human language or actually studied or even paid attention in school knows how to translate things through either word or type or text or whatever to get their meaning across. It's the idiots who try and type or text the way that they talk, thinking that people understand the sarcasm.
Joe.
No, I totally agree, but it's also the person on the other end of you, you know, typing to that will be paranoid or whatever and always looking to take things out of context and go, what do they mean by hello?
Well,
what do
yeah.
they mean? How's my
well,
day
it's
going?
It's easy to know. If they put JK at the end, you know they're kidding, or a winky face. It's really simple. If yeah, they put LOL, or... it's meant to be funny. Like when you go, hey, I'll send you my dick pic and put LOL like to a girl, you just put the LOL just in case. You go, I'm just fucking around. Of course I'm not. Unless she says yes and dick pic away.
There it goes.
Yeah, I get it. You have to do it. You play the game.
Yeah.
Do you think that there's any issues with people just not cheating on their spouses, but using Facebook or Twitter too much to the point where they're addicted and not paying attention to their spouse?
I'm sorry. What yeah. did you say? I was updating my feed.
Possible.
Because that, I mean, that's what I was thinking. But then again, I don't think it's a big,
I'm sure it happens, but I don't think it's a big issue.
You think it's just cheating?
Issue. It's an issue. I've heard it from other people. Like
where people are just paying more attention to the site as opposed to, you know,
yeah.
looking up high school girlfriends to reconnect with.
Here's the thing is that like they would rather socially interact with friends that way than actually go and hang out and have conversations with people. So that like just kind of distorts how you actually interact. With
right. But Marie's talking about the girlfriend angle, like just as far as, you know, a girlfriend saying, right. you know, you pay more attention to Facebook itself than me. Not that you're on there talking to other girls, just that you pay more attention.
I'm sure it happens.
Like, oh my God, we planned to go out to dinner tonight, and you've been on your phone the entire time.
Yeah, but that's everybody everywhere.
Well, we got to start wrapping up because we got to do our Game of Thrones show after
oh,
this.
Oh, wow, it's 9 already. Shit.
I know, yeah, we went fast. It was a very fun show, guys. Thank you,
absolutely.
Bro. Thank you for being on, Joe.
Yeah, no, anytime, man.
Listen tomorrow, Cousin Joe. 7 till question mark.
7 till midnight.
7 till 2 a.m. in the morning. Well, make sure you tune in for him and get ready for his amazing documentary that's going to be coming out hopefully soon. Don't fucking Chinese democracy it, Joe.
No, not at all. Okay, a lot of good. Exciting things happening very soon.
Yeah, I saw all the goddamn bloopers of mine in it. Yep. They're great. Well, you'll see. I guess is there anything new to plug? No, I mean, except for the Game of Thrones podcast coming up after this.
Is Dumb Dennis going to be on?
I fucking swear to God, if he's not on
it. It's his fucking show.
Doubt it.
Why are we supporting your show, Dennis?
All right, guys.
Why are we even doing it at this point? You know what? None of us are going to do it. You do it on your own, Dennis.
No, I'm still going to do it.
Oh, he hates that.
So I will.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We're out of here. It's such a shame the same will never